Ladies and gentlemen, everything in between.
Once again, I'm your host, Roscoe. Welcome back to Leave Your Powers at the Door with my co-host Chris. And Chris.
My power for the day.
What's your power for the day?
You have the big news, fool.
Be back there. You, Roscoe. Hi, Chris.
Okay, so like, so is he coming in grease? Like some Crisco? Like everybody was slipping on stage and they couldn't catch the guy until they did.
But that's, man, I mean, he slipped too.
Yeah, like he slipped during the tackle. Dave Chappelle slipped and then like the bodyguard slipped. The bodyguards are fired. Like, I'm sorry, if I'm doing stand up comedy and somebody actually reaches me, hey. Thanos snap.
I don't know. It's like a new trend is kinda...
just, oh yeah, just, oh, like you slap, tackle, stab. I don't know. Shit. Right,
catch a celebrity on stage and slap him.
Or tackle.
Get your likes up.
Man.
They said he had a knife inside of a fake gun.
A prop gun, yes. He had a knife and a prop gun. And they could have stopped. In my opinion, they could have stopped. Like, hey, get off of him. All right, cool. Like, later. Police, get him. But they ended up making that look like Mojo Jojo after the session with the Powerpuff Girls. Like, God.
Yeah, exactly. About the episode we talked about before.
Yes,
like,
yes.
They just caught him at the grocery store.
God. And it's sad. I mean, honestly, like, yeah, it's comedy. At the end of the day, it's comedy. But you can't just go around saying shit. That's why that's why Chris Rock got slapped, you know?
Nah. I mean, like, and then for people in the audience, like, why you, and I mean, I get Will, it's a little bit different situation, but why are you at the show if you can't handle what they're saying? Like,
yes.
Go home.
Why are you buying tickets? Front row seats. They had to be front row seats because he got up there quick.
Yeah, it was quick.
But like, if you can't handle the comedy, just go home. Just go home. Dave Chappelle, yes, he,
man,
very
the goat.
The goat. If no one can say they haven't laughed at one of Dave Chappelle's jokes.
I laughed at the joke he said right after the guy got beat up backstage. Like, yeah, that beat him down.
Oh, like, God.
Like, thank God that guy was clumsy.
But at the end of the day, like, you know Dave Chappelle's comedy. Why would you go? That being said, Dave Chappelle totally explained why he makes these certain jokes.
Oh, over and over again.
Over and over again. Like, he makes sense of it. And to the point where it's just like, well, damn. Well, all right. Like, he let us go into his mind. And just be like, okay, Dave, like, that's you as a person, and that's how you see.
So the guy that ran up on stage, did
yes.
we ever get a statement of why?
No, not yet. Reasons. Oh, man. So, Chris.
Roscoe.
What's your power for today?
My power for today?
Yeah.
It sure as hell is not any of the Illuminati members' powers.
Bruh, no, you don't. No, no. Introduced and killed in 5 minutes. Six.
I blame two people.
Who?
Blame two people.
We'll go into this. We'll go into this later.
Either way.
What is your power?
My power.
Damn it. Damn it, son. Come on.
Oh, my power for the day is Fix It Felix.
Fix It Felix.
Wreck-It Ralph, yeah.
You watch that movie a lot.
I have a lot of keys.
This is Fix It Felix number 3 at this point.
It is?
Yes. Huh. Along with Snorlax number 5.
Let's change it to Megamind then.
All right, Megamind. All right, cool. Megamind, what's up?
Just big things. I think last time I mentioned a new job where I'm actually working on building and renovations and stuff like that.
All right.
So, yeah, spent some time figuring some stuff out. We had to make some stuff look right that wasn't right. But like our
reality stone, if you will.
More or less, yeah. So if you know your shapes, we built a deck. It was supposed to be a square, but due to their sprinkler system and most of their ground having rock, like huge rocks in it, it got off a little bit, so it's more like a trapezoid.
All right.
And then we built the treehouse on top of that platform, and that is a perfect square.
All right.
So then if you look at it from the front, you can kind of tell the trapezoid because the square sit on top of it.
Right.
So then we put the railing in, and we laid the railing in a way where you can't tell anymore. It all looks right. Perfect now.
All right. Well, hell yeah. Hey.
Megamind.
Great plans.
And Roscoe, what's your power for today?
Today, I am Thanos.
Uh-oh. I just saw what happened to Thanos.
Hey, this is the third time we've seen Thanos get killed. But today, I am Thanos. Reason being, so my lady today was clipping the girl's nails. Youngest one, just fine. Middle one, just fine. The oldest one was ready to scrap. It was ready to scrap for like cutting their toenails. All right. And so my lady asked, she's like, can you just hold her down and hold her hands? And she looked up at me with the saddest eyes. And I just had to go, I'm sorry, little one. And I just had to hold her down. It was so sad. And, like, you're a parent. Like, shit. Like, you got two of your own and two steps. Like, damn. When the step kids are, like, yelling at you, help me! You're just like, bro. I don't fucking know.
What do I do?
And you just got to listen and do what's directed. I was like, I'm sorry. Just hold still. So, yeah, Thanos.
I understand now.
I was just like, I don't, look. Either she could be mad at you or mad at you and me. A sacrifice must be made.
Is that what you told your lady? Like, look.
I said it.
I'm trying to stay on the good side.
Yes.
They know where we sleep at night.
God, no, man. Okay, so like two of them sleepwalk. Bro, I swear. I woke up the other night and the oldest was standing on my side of the bed. Just standing there. Like it was what was that movie where they had cameras? Paranormal Activity. It was literally like Paranormal Activity because we have cameras in their rooms and cameras in our room just to, you know, like see what they're doing. And I was like, babe, can you run back to cameras real quick? She stood there for like 30 minutes on my side of the bed. And when I woke up, I balled my fist up ready to go. okay. We're good. It's you.
You woke up like, it's go time.
This is a Super Saiyan. This is a Super Saiyan 2. And this is a go further beyond. But no, I was ready to scrap, but I realized it was her at the last second. I was like, hey, let's go to bed.
She realized it was her.
Anyway.
That could have ended horribly.
Horribly.
Mostly for you.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, you know, they say we can handle your little witch, but, you know, they sleepwalk, so, you know. Oh, man.
So, Roscoe.
Yeah.
Very quickly, Batman went from movie theaters to the DVD shelf at your local corner store.
I noticed that.
Like Tate Field. So we'll get to that. But did you get a chance to watch it anyways?
Yes, I did finally see the Twilight Batman.
It was, I think they mentioned the movie. It's like year two for him, wasn't it?
Yes, it was definitely year two because later in the movie, you see him definitely inject himself with the Bane serum.
That's what that was?
Yes.
I thought clearly. It was just adrenaline.
No, that was, it was green. It was green.
He that just was, had an allergic reaction. And had
to what? Getting his ass kicked?
Yes.
All right, bet. No, this was definitely year two Batman. Selina was there. You couldn't even tell that the Penguin was, Colin Farrell. You couldn't even tell Colin Farrell was there. I'm like, damn. That
he's
makeup
acting at his best though.
Like, yeah.
When you don't know what actor it is, but he's doing a damn good job, and that's all you know.
Yeah, like I didn't even know it was Colin Farrell until the damn credits were rolling. And to find out that,
I guess you didn't find out.
No.
What was the name? What was the name?
Who was the character in the movie? Riddler?
Not the Riddler.
Joker?
Not the Joker, not the Penguin, not the goddamn shh. Not Fish Mooney, not Jada. The main motherfucker, Selena's dad, apparently. Don Falcone. Find out that Don Falcone was the rat they were looking for the entire time.
It's always him. It's always like
I
the
know,
top gangster.
I know, I know, I know. But I was thinking it was going to be Maroney again because Maroney is a big deal in Gotham. It's always Maroney, Falcone, and Penguin that are running Gotham. But in this movie, they made it seem like Maroney was dead and Penguin was trying to take over Falcone, which is usually not the case. It's never the case. Falcone is always in charge. Always.
Except for this time.
But I guess since this is still early in the series, like, yeah, Penguin could have did whatever he had to do to get where he needed to be. But it was a lot of lore. It was a lot of lore, and I see why a lot of people are upset about it. But I loved it simply because I just see this as a rebuilding of Gotham.
Yeah. I think, like, you got people will get upset about it because most people are mainstream moviegoers. When you have a movie like that one, a movie like Batman versus Superman.
It was an origin story.
They are for the comic fans.
Right.
Like, this is a fan service movie. I don't think, like, mainstream, they don't appreciate it the same way that someone who reads a Batman comic book would. So, yeah.
Yeah, this was a new origin story. This was, like, well, not super origin, but, you know, like, a coming of the hero type deal. And they went into, like, all right, guys, we need to paint the picture for how Gotham started.
Yeah.
Type deal, and then I feel like that's why a lot of people are upset. I loved it. It was beautiful cinematically. Like the storytelling, I liked it. Like, I'm not mad at that movie. It was a fun 2 hours and 45 minutes.
And then like the build of the villains is more like from the Arkham video game.
Yeah, like, you don't know about them until they show up.
Yeah.
And clearly year one, like this was year two. Year one, he definitely already has dealt with Bane and the Joker already.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. We got to see what's his face. He looks like Ezra Miller, but not Ezra Miller, and he controls people's minds from the Eternals. Druig. Yeah. That being said, Ezra Miller got arrested again.
Yeah.
In Hawaii. Like, bro.
My thing is, I knew he was going to be a problem when they did, what was it? Was it Justice League when they put the team together? It was Justice League. And Batman made a comment about him from the surveillance camera in the store robbery. And he said something about, oh, I just see a little Jewish kid. So when he made that statement, I was like, you're outside of lore, son. You're a problem. You got to go.
Yep.
I was like, man, I have so many problems with that movie because none of the actors were like within lore for the most part. Like, I think Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman were the only ones that actually read the script. Definitely Aquaman and Flash is like, yep, I'm going to do this the cool way.
Right. But yeah, it was, I enjoyed it.
I thought it was a great movie. I don't know why it left theater so fast. I don't know if it's because it wasn't performing well or if it was because HBO Max just needed content, because both are struggling right now.
I mean, shit. I mean, HBO ain't struggling as hard as Netflix right now. I've heard so many people like canceling their Netflix right now. Yeah. I don't know why, but I'm just like, hey, look. Umbrella Academy season 3 is about to be up there.
I'll tell you why, because I got Netflix. I want to cancel it.
Oh, shit. Why do you want to cancel it?
I mean, they're having streaming issues. So sometimes your video won't play, it'll pause mid-movie, like all kinds of streaming issues that you don't have on the other services.
Right.
And then, like, they made a mistake. All right, so their original content, like a series, like Umbrella Academy, for example.
Yeah.
When they release it, they release all the episodes at one time.
Right.
No other streaming service does that. Look at, like, Moon Knight, for example. Great series. If they release all those episodes at one time, everybody would be done with that.
Binging it.
Exactly. They'd be done in a weekend and then be like, oh, Disney doesn't have any content. Netflix will give you all of it, and then you look at it and you go, oh, they don't have any content, when they could have stretched that out for like a month or two.
Like, see, no. So Arcane, the League of Legends series, they're releasing that a week at a time.
Which
and I'm pretty sure League of Legends was just trying to make some money.
Which leads me to my next issue with them. Did they even advertise at all? Like, when new content comes out, it's either because I search it or we talk about it and then I go watch it. But like,
oh, the whole thing is here. Oh, it's been out for 2 months. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're totally right. You're totally right. Umbrella Academy's coming. We know that. I mean, that being said, the original Netflix series are always top tier. If it came from them, it's always top tier. Yeah. I mean, Arcane, League of Legends, but
Stranger Things,
one of
my all-time favorites.
Love, Death, and Robots season 3 is coming. Like a bunch. Oh my God, the Ozark.
Oh, that was theirs too?
Yes.
Lord.
Yeah.
They're like, but then like, it's like they just don't promote themselves.
They don't.
And meanwhile, Mickey Mouse over there. Oh, you got a film? I'll buy you. Come on.
I mean, even HBO, Game of Thrones, 1 week at a time. Hey, House of Dragons.
Yeah.
The Doctor. Our boy Matt Mercer. Not Matt Mercer.
The fourth Doctor.
No, Matt Mercer's the after David Tennant. Not Matt Murdock. Shut up.
I just remember him because he has no eyebrows and it weirds me out.
Anyway, he was in Morbius recently.
Hey. He wasn't it?
He was in Morbius. He was working with Tyrese. Family. But anyway,
speaking of, we'll get back to that. Multiverse of Madness and family.
Oh, yeah, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to Mr. Fantastic family and
how that was talking about that was some of the end credit scene.
Yeah.
She's We'll save it.
But no, the House of Dragons Game of Thrones spinoff, like, we get to see the Mad King in action. We get to see Jon Snow's, Jon Targaryen's legitimate father and mother. Like, and we'll see, like, Daenerys, like, her lineage, like, as well. Like, we'll get to see, and eventually Jaime, because it's the series of the Mad King. So eventually we're going to see Jaime Lannister, like, come up in there, like, and series is over. I'm the Kingslayer. All right, let's get on with it.
I want to see more of Jaime Lannister, like, killing other kings as well. Like, earn your title. Like, I want to see a lot. You know what I mean? Like, because he was a fan favorite.
He was. Like, he was my favorite. I thought he was going to take the throne until he ran out to Cersei. God, I'm still sour about that. Anyway.
All right, get over it, okay?
I'm still so mad about that. Oh, my God. He had the biggest redemption arc. Second to Zuko from Avatar, The Last Airbender. But
his redemption arc was so big that it became a circle. God. Around where he started.
Damn, you're right.
Exactly what happened.
But yes. Say yes.
But
yeah.
But yeah, Netflix. I hope Netflix is taking notes, because Game of Thrones is a prime example. Like, even the, what is it, Power with Stars.
Power, yeah.
Like, you release a series, it does well, you have all these intricate backstories that led to where the people are now. Oh, okay. Yeah, you want to see that? Yeah.
Spinoffs.
We'll take your money with all these spinoffs and prequels. Lord of the Rings is doing it. Like,
Lord of the Rings has started their prequel. Yes, yes. I mean, the prequel with 50 Cent and his story for Kanan. Raising Kanan for the Power series. And then it went into the spinoff with Tariq's story. And now I think it just ended where Tommy got his story.
Yeah, I just got the basics. I gotta get back. I just see power.
Yeah.
That's all I see.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta get into it. Tariq's story was like massive. Mary J. Blige as a kingpin. She's scary. Mary J. Blige is scary, and also, she's an Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, no, she was an Umbrella Academy. She was pretty good in that too.
But that woman is scary. Like, see her on stage, wow, she sounds phenomenal. See her on the screen, oh my God, this one will kill me without a second thought.
Yeah,
you should go and watch those spinoffs of Power. Like, God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Leave Your Powers at the Door. I am your host, Orozco, my co-host, Chris, and Chris.
Chris. Remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door.
Wait, no. 1, 2, 3.